This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Bigger Picture with me, T. Xiaoyik, and Lim Suen in the studio, bringing you some analysis following Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's resignation as Prime Minister, as tendered to the Yang Dipertuan Agong. So we've lined up a couple more guests to help break down what happens next and to better understand what to expect. And on the line with us now, we have Dr. Mohamad Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia. So let's get right to it. Now that the Prime Minister has resigned, what are the key issues that you are keeping an eye on?
Okay. The first thing is, of course, we, just like all Malaysians, we will be looking for who is going to lead our nation. And at these very difficult times that the country is going through, one of the first things that we'll be looking for is the leader that we are going to get is someone who can unite the people. Because based on what each component parties or coalition parties, if you go by the number of support they have, is going to be very marginal for both sides. So you need a leader who is, number one, who doesn't look at long party lines, but at the same time, his intention is to unite the people. So this is very important because we have excellent talents on both sides of the political divide. So this is the first thing that we will be looking to resolve and take this country out of this pandemic and also for putting Malaysia back to economic recovery. But at the same time, this leader who comes in, he has to demonstrate in his administration total transparency, accountability and good governance and take the country forward. And of course, go for institutional reforms. So these are the things that we are looking at. But as I said, the key thing is he need to unite the people. This is the only way to take the country forward. There is no other way.
Hmm. So what happens to pending court cases involving many prominent UMNO leaders during this uncertain period when we don't have a prime minister, we have an interim prime minister?
Well, as far as the court cases are concerned involving UMNO leaders, they will still continue because we still have faith in our judiciary system. And that is definitely going to continue, whether we have a caretaker prime minister or not. Of course, there is a possibility as the case continues in the event that the prosecution is unable to put a strong, convincing case to get these people who are accused convicted, there is a possibility they could get discharged at the High Court level, or probably even at the appeals court or even at the federal court. This can happen. But I think we should have faith in our judiciary system and these cases should continue. Of course, the public will always have a feel that, you know, what happens if there is any kind of political interference. But as far as the former Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin, concerned, he has made it clear even just now during his speech that he had always took a stand not to interfere in any of these court cases. So we have to, at this point, have faith in our judiciary system and let's see how it goes.
And would there be cause for concern if we end up with a prime minister from UMNO itself?
Yes, of course. This is generally the feeling among the public. I mean, if you ask many people around, this is one of their worries. They tend to perceive that in a way that, especially when you have two former top UMNO leaders who are facing charges, one has been convicted. He's appealing to the appeals court. Another one, his case is coming up. And so the public is generally worried that whoever who gets the support from UMNO, then that it could be a point for bargain, meaning that there could be some kind of politically interference so that these cases could be taken off and so on. But as I said earlier, that we hope that if any UMNO leader would take a lead, they will look at this in a very professional way. And I just want to quote an example, actually. One of the former UMNO prime ministers, the late Tun Hussein On. And he was a man of integrity when he came in. And at that time, there was this Dato' Harun Idris case. And he was asked to interfere in the case and he refused. And that is someone from UMNO. So it is not that everybody is bad in UMNO. There are still some good people inside there. But we hope that whoever comes in as a prime minister, regardless of whether he's from UMNO or not, they will not interfere in these court cases. Let the judicial process go through. And if they are innocent, fair enough. Let the courts decide. You know, that should be the way.
So, Dr. Mohan, what reforms do we need to see so that in the future, the rakyat doesn't have to worry that corruption charges against prominent politicians could be dropped whenever we see a change in the Prime Minister or in the government?
Okay, in terms of reforms, there will be two. I would like to shortlist the top two. One is related to the Chief Commissioner of MACC. And another one is related to the separation of power between the AG and the public prosecutor. The first one, the MACC, you see, the current system that we have in our country is the Prime Minister recommends a particular person to the King and the King appoints the Chief Commissioner. When the Prime Minister goes, the new Prime Minister comes, he has the option to recommend another person. And so on. So this is where the problem lies. The appointment of the Chief Commissioner should be made by Parliament, number one. And number two, his tenure of office should be fixed. So in other words, if let's say one government who is in charge now and a particular Chief Commissioner, a person has been appointed as Chief Commissioner. And then what happens is that if a new government comes in within a year or so, no one can remove the Chief Commissioner. He has to serve his term until it finishes. Then you can say the Chief Commissioner of MACC is totally independent. He did not worry about his position or his post or whatever it is. Now, why I'm saying this, if you remember in 2015, when the 1MDB case exploded, when MACC was investigating the SRC case and 1MDB, what happened? The senior officers who were investigating were transferred out from the MACC. And then because of public pressure, they were brought back. So this kind of thing should not happen. So one is to make the MACC commissioner completely independent by making his appointment in parliament and his tenure of office to be fixed. Even if the government changed, they cannot touch it, number one. Number two is the attorney general and the public prosecutors, there must be separation of powers. In our country, the AG plays the role as also the public prosecutor. You see, the AG is actually an advisor to the government and he should not play the role as a public prosecutor. So we are saying that the public prosecutor and the AG should be, the role should be separated. All right. Now, of course, both these things that I've just mentioned, the Chief Commissioner's, MACC's Chief Commissioner's tenure of office and his appointment, plus the separation of power between the AG and the public prosecutor, there needs to be some amendments to the Constitution, meaning that both this position, especially the Chief Commissioner of MACC, to be under the Constitution. Commission under the Constitution. Now, at the moment, it is under the Suruhanjaya, or the Commission is under an Act. So that needs to be changed. So some amendments to the Constitution is required. Now, of course, to do this, there is a possibility. I believe it is we need to have a two-third majority, and this is where the leader who comes in has to actually articulate his strength and his leadership to actually win over people who are on the opposite side. And I think this is possible if we can get a leader who is a new prime minister, who will, as I said from the very beginning, unite people. That is the only way for this country to move forward. We have come to a stage where it is equally divided. And if you continue with the way the politics is done in this country, I don't think we'll get anywhere. You can bring in any new government, but nothing is going to happen. This is what I feel.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Mohan, for sharing your thoughts. We've been speaking to Dr. Mohamad Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia. Now, we have a couple more guests lined up to help us break down developments following Tan Sri Muhyiddin's Muhyiddin Yassin's resignation as Prime Minister. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.